Tampa Bay will host the USL Championship Final, an in-depth report on what may just be the most emotional game of soccer I have ever witnessed, an overview on the upcoming final, and more, right here on the World Soccer Report.
It is time for the Rowdies Rundown and World Soccer Report with Buster DeLay. As we go over all of what's happening in the world of soccer, and here is your host, Buster DeLay.
And welcome to the World Soccer Report. Oh, me? No, I'm not crying. You are. After I've pulled myself together, I'm going to jump right into this show by talking about the USL's Eastern Conference Final. Welcome to the craziest Rowdies Rundown to date. The Tampa Bay Rowdies were met by Louisville City FC in not only the Eastern Conference Final, but also my worldwide game of the week. In front of a packed Al Lang Stadium, over 7,000 people, Tampa was not keen to lose this trophy. Last year, the Rowdies defeated Louisville at their place in this exact same fixture, the Eastern Conference Final. Louisville brought backup in the form of a group of buzzing supporters. So, with the stage all set, let the game begin. If I'm being 100% honest, Tampa was poor in the first half. Our defense was limited, with Jordan Scarlett being mysteriously absent. The boys were trying to play direct, but neither Guenzadi nor Tejada were fully ready. Louisville were first to every ball, and they were playing with some serious swagger. Their deserved first goal came in the 10th minute. Oscar Jimenez curled a dangerous ball in from a free kick, and Brian Ownby ghosted off Leo Fernandez to tap into an empty net. Things then went from bad to worse to the Rowdies when Paolo Del Piccolo ran to the end line. He played it across the box, only for it to be met by an unlucky Forrest Lasso as he bundled his attempted slide tackle over Evan Lauro's hopes and dreams. Now, it was time for those hopes and dreams to fly right back because there was some serious business to be done. With enough Scottish F-bombs from Super Neil and the induction of Steven Dos Santos at halftime, the Rowdies seemed to be healing their open wounds. They were still not quite there yet, however. Much of the initial clean sheet for Louisville was thanks to their goalkeeper, Chris Hubbard, who made some unbelievable saves, notably off of a Lewis Hilton free kick and a near tap-in for Leo. Finally, after Hubbard and the purple backline proved they were not going to be beaten, lucky Mkhosana put his crown on and entered the game. The ultimate super sub, Mkhosana, had a total of 15 touches this game. Just keep that in mind for the rest of this report. In the 82nd minute, a corner kick came in. Dos Santos shot twice and a few more Tampa bodies were thrown at the ball in a desperate attempt to get one goal back. They knew one goal would switch a mentality, and the second of those Dos Santos attempts did hit Jan Ekra, our own player, but it fell kindly to Lucky's left foot as he swept it in past Hubbard to send Al Lang into raptures. With Cameron Lancaster off and a defensive lineup, the Rowdies knew it was now or never to press Louisville. At the 90-minute mark, the fourth official added a minimum emphasized for the Instagram haters who don't know the rules of soccer before commenting on a post of 4 minutes. In the fourth of those 4 minutes, the Rowdies had a free kick. Even Evan Lauro was up for it. The ball was struck and then partially cleared. Lawrence White gave our season one last kick as he blasted the ball towards the net. It was deflected and a corner kick was awarded. Lewis Hilton's delivery had to be on the money, otherwise our season was done and dusted. The ball was in, and it was a killer one. It was cleared, however, but recovered quickly by Deion Harris, then cleared partially again. Leo Fernandez hooked it back into the box, Lauro went up for a header, and it dropped to Dos Santos. His shot was blocked to Aaron Guillen on the edge of the box, who curled a brilliant ball into the far post where Forrest Lasso waited. The defensive star rose high to nod it across the box with a good amount of elevation, catching Hubbard flat-footed on his near post. This allowed a willing Lucky Mkhosana to nod the ball in and send Al Lang into pure ecstasy. This goal was the last touch of the game. The last touch. With this, it was time for extra time. Within a few minutes, it was Lasso's heading to Lucky again. His header was cleared off the line and onto the crossbar. It went in, but of course we have no VAR. I heard it may be coming to the USL someday, though. In the 102nd minute, makeshift right center back Lawrence White produced what I have to say was the best pass I have ever seen. He was a long, long way out and curled across right to the head of Steven Dos Santos, who headed it in past a helpless Hubbard. Al Lang broke the sound barrier at this point, and the players and fans alike absolutely lost it. They were solid on defense, keeping out the one Louisville chance created after the goal. Evan Lauro reached cruising altitude and produced one of the saves of the playoffs to keep out Oscar Jimenez in the 118th minute. Being the king he is, he turned around and got the fans on their feet. At the final whistle, the roof that was never there was blown off of Al Lang, and the Rowdies lifted the Eastern Conference trophy. Who could ever say that this game, being the fairy tale story it was, didn't deserve the Rowdies to win? My bet of Lucky M. Kosana being the best super sub known to mankind may have to continue. Remember, everybody, tell me a better one, and when I turn the age of 21, I will treat you to a cold one. Over in the West, San Antonio and Orange County also played to a really close game. The score in regulation was 1-1, with Orange County scoring first, and who else could it have been but Ronaldo Damas? San Antonio responded in the second half, and it was Marcus Epps who scored it. Moments later, Epps showed his attacking spark again as his curler beat Rakowski but hit the post. The 90 ended in a draw, along with the extra 30 minutes. Both teams started the penalty shootout well, with both keepers guessing almost every shot, only to be beaten on power. After a couple penalties from each side, Justin Dillon missed the vital spot kick and gave Orange County the chance to win yet another playoff game on penalty kicks. Ugo Akoli was the man to take the dramatic final penalty, and he scored! Congratulations to Orange County SC on winning the Western Conference. Everybody, you hear it now, please pack Al Lang on Sunday, November 28th at 8:30 p.m. for the USL Championship Final. Yes, I have tickets, and to my teachers, please excuse my lack of energy the next morning, I will be up all night. You know me, I will do everything I can to chat with the lads and get an exclusive insight to the USL Championship Final. So tune in next week on the World Soccer Report. Now, how about that final, eh? Tampa are hungry. We were owed a final last year and it never happened. Now, our former final rivals are out, Phoenix, and we face one final foe, Orange County SC. Coming off the craziest game in the club's history and having been cheated out of an opportunity last season, Tampa will be tough. They will undoubtedly fight till the end, however, they will have to get past a strong Orange County defense, including German shot stopper Patrick Rakowski. Their attack, with main star Ronaldo Damas and killer finishers Ugo Akoli and Ben Mines, will be a big challenge for the Rowdies. I never know with games like these, so come on, you Rowdies! Help me, I'm in a car and Ole's at the wheel. Anybody who knows the Premier League will know what that means, their famous last words. Yep, you guessed it, Ole Gunnar Solskjaer has finally been sacked by Manchester United. You gotta feel for the guy, he started off so well, and to be fair, he continued to rely on a walking own goal and never started Van de Beek. That was kinda harsh on Harry Maguire, but I don't mean it as an offense, the guy is a brick wall. He just continuously slips up and costs his team massively. Why, oh why, does Donny van de Beek not start matches? He is an incredible attacking midfielder, as shown against Watford, which was their last humiliating defeat, 4-1, where he scored a goal after coming on. But hey, even the cycling GK got an assist in that game. Go check out his channel, by the way. Sticking in the Premier League, Arsenal were humiliated by Liverpool. Aaron Ramsdale no longer should be counted as an Arsenal player. He is his own team. He single and double-handedly goalkeeper joke keeps Arsenal keeps Arsenal from being pounded every single game. However, he couldn't keep out Mane, Jota, Salah, and Minamino. I'm starting to love this Ramsdale guy. He's going to be quality. Leno is good, but Aaron Ramsdale is clear of him right now. Be sure to follow my Instagram account, World Soccer Report. That's at symbol, World Soccer Report, all one word. Be sure to watch out for exclusive content from the USL Championship Final on that account. If you are listening on the radio, be sure to check out my Spotify show archives by searching up THE World Soccer Report, not all one word. Thank you for listening, and as always, thank you to RadioSt.Pete.com for being my home base here on the show. This has been the World Soccer Report, and I'll see you at the game.